Okay, good evening. We've arrived at Shavuos HaBetamos this evening. Actually, a discussion among Poskim whether tonight already has the status of the 3 weeks and the other prohibitions already in effect tonight or it starts tomorrow morning. The fast is not until tomorrow morning. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it really the fast, whole Shavuos HaBetamos, any fast day starts the night before. It happens to be a heter to eat, but in terms of the din of the fast, it's already in a certain sense applicable already tonight. But what I'd like to focus on, the title of the shiur is, when is the fast of the month of Tammuz? So what do you mean, when is the fast of the month of Tammuz? It's Shavuos HaBetamos. It's a very short shiur. We all go home and get a good night's sleep. So what are we analyzing over here? But as we'll see, it's not necessarily quite that simple. We always start with something of the Parshas of Shavuos. So here in Parshas Pinchas, the first of the sources, Bamidbar Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Zayin, the pasuk says that the Musaf for Yom Kippur, it says, "Over Osir Lachodesh Hashvi Hazem Rika Kodesh Yalachem Beinisem Es Nafsho Seichem Kamalach Alosasu." It's interesting. Most of the Parshas Pinchas is probably the most worn out parsha in the whole Torah. If you look into the Sefer Torah that you have in Yeshul, Parshas Pinchas is worn out because we very often lean from Parshas Pinchas. Rosh Chodesh we lean Parshas Pinchas. Every Yontif, the Maftir some comes from Parshas Pinchas. We have to roll the Sefer Torah. You can see it's the most worn out section. Or many shuls, the second Sefer Torah is the Parshas Pinchas. So usually what the described in Parshas Pinchas about every Yontif, also about Shabbos, also about Rosh Chodesh, is the Korban Musaf that was brought on that particular day. It doesn't discuss the mitzvahs of the day. Let's say by the psukim of the Yom Tov Sukkis. It doesn't say anything about sitting in the sukkah. It doesn't say anything about the Luv and Esrog. It talks about the Korban Musaf that was brought on Shavuos. Now, Rosh Hashanah does mention Yom Trua. Doesn't say too much detail, but it says the day of Shofar belong. But let's say by Shavuos, it doesn't say, you know, by Shavuos we don't have Korban. It doesn't speak about exactly the Shtei Alechem. We don't speak about the mitzvahs, but Yom Kippur it does. Yom Kippur, the Pasuk here in the first source, Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Zimel says, Pasuk Zayin, it says, V'nisem es nafsho seichem. So it tells you a law of Yom Kippur. V'nisem means you have to afflict your souls. You have to afflict. What does it mean exactly? You have to do something which is uncomfortable on Yom Kippur. The Targum Yonason, I printed in the second source, here in printed as Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Zayin, Targum Yonason says, how do we translate that phrase, V'nisem es nafsho seichem, to sagfun yas nafsho seichem min mechlo mishtia. You afflict yourself through not eating and drinking by means of, you know, avoiding food and drink. So in other words, that's what's understood. It's meant by v'nisim es nafsho seichem. That phrase appears already earlier in the Chumash too, in the third source in Parshas Achrimos, so Yikra Perek Tes Zayin, starting Pasuk Chav Tes. It says again, boy, that's the laning on Yom Kippur morning. Right, a similar expression, ta'anu'es nafsho seichem, it shall afflict your souls. Now again, in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, at the end, it's v'shabbos, shabbos, and lachem, v'inisem es nafsho seichem, same phrase as in our parsha, right? And then in Parshas Emor, where the Torah goes through all the Yom Tovim, there, presenting all the mitzvahs that apply to each yontif. So when it talks about Yom Kippur, in Perek Chav Gimel of Bemidbar, starting in Pasuk Chav Zayin, ach ba'os ha'lachodesh v'shvi hazeh, Yom HaKippurim, who, etc. V'nisem es nafsho seichem. Again, that same expression. So what is V'nisem es nafsho seichem? It's some kind of affliction, some kind of discomfort, which the Targum Yonason said means min michlo mishtia, from not eating and not drinking. The Gemara says this. That's where it really comes from. You take a look in source 5. The Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Dalam Beis, has a drasha, Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Nemar Kan Inoy, V'nemar Lahalan Inoy. We find that word Inoy, Aleph Nun Vav Yud, is here, and it's also somewhere else. We'll see in a moment where the somewhere else is. Right? What's the Halan Rashi tells us? An Ayin Dalam Beis, a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Now, Dvarim Perek Ches, pasuk Gimel, it says, Vaya'ancha vayar ivecha. Vaya'ancha vayar ivecha. Talking to nothing to do with Yom Kippur. There it's not to Yom Kippur, it's talking about the mon. It's talking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You know, sort of, you were starved. So, Kaddish Baruch Hu, Achilchas Hamon, Hashem Yodata, Lodon Losecha, right? The Kaddish Baruch Hu gave you mon. It's kind of new to Yom Kippur, but it says, Vayancho, Vayar Ivecha, Vayancho, that same shore, same word, Inoy, right? So, the Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Dalam Beis, says, just like Inoy there, in that pasuk, talking about the mon, implied, Vayancho, Vayar Ivecha, hunger, right? The lack of food. So, the requirement, V'nisim es nafsho seichem, that phrase that appears here in Parshas Pinchas, it appears in Achrimos, it appears in Emor. So, that means to afflict yourself, so to speak, by not eating and not drinking. And that's what the Rambam tells us in Source 8, Hilchos Shvisas, also Perk Aleph Aleph Adalad, Mitzvah Saseh Acheres B'Yom HaKippur, Messiah, you're not allowed to work on Yom Kippur. Something else also, Yom Kippur has Shabbos like restrictions, as we know. Besides that, it says, V'hilishpos bo me'achilo shtia. It is refrained from eating and drinking. Shenemar tanas nafshav sechem, and he says that's what mipiashmu olam do. Ina shul lenefesh zatzom. That's what we call it tzom. Yom Kippur is never called in the Chumash a tzom. That's a word that we have. We say tzom kal tzom. This right. We call yom tzom Rosh Hashanah kasevon or yom tzom Kippur yachasemon. Right. Yeah, but it's called the tzom. But that's the requirement to avoid eating and drinking. So the term tzom in Torah, again, it doesn't appear with regards to Yom Kippur, but that's a chazal, that's the Rambam uses the term, that's a chazal understand. That's what it means, not to eat, not to drink. But the word tzom does appear in Tanakh, not in Torah, but in Nach, in Novi. And specifically in regards to what we're talking about this evening, Shavuos v'tam, as the Pasuk says in Source 9, Zechariah and Treyos, Parakhes, Pasuk Yotes, Kol Amar Hashem, Tzvokos, Tzom Harevi, V'tzom HaChamishi, V'tzom HaShvi, V'tzom HaSiri. So there it's talking about good news. It says, eventually, eventually these days will all be jolly, happy days. But for the meanwhile, they're fast days. Tzom HaRevi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaSiri. What are those days? So Rashi, there in Zechariah, fills in Source 10, Parakhes, Pasuk Yutes, Tzom HaRevi, that's Tzom Shel Tammuz. That's the fast of the month of Tammuz. Shul Revi L'Chadoshim. Why is it called Tzom HaRevi? Because it's the fourth month. We start Achodes Elachem Rosh Chodoshim. Nisan's the first month. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Tammuz is the fourth month. So Tzom HaRevi means the Tzom of Tammuz. Tzom HaChamishi, says Rashi, is Shel Av. The fifth month is Av. Tzom HaShvi, what's the Tzom of the seventh month? So Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. Elul Tishrei. That's Shlosha B'Tishrei, the third of Tishrei, Shebo Nerag Gedalia. That's what we call Tzom Gedalia. And then Tzom HaSiri, the 10th month, is Teves. Those are the four fast days that are mentioned in that Pasuk. The Pasuk never tells us what, in this Pasuk, never tells us what happened. Tzom HaRevi, why is a Tzom? Okay, we said, we just established that Tzom means not eating and drinking. It doesn't tell us what happened. And not only that, but it is very important, it never tells us the date. It just tells us the month. Tzom HaRevi just tells us there's a fast in the fourth month, month of Tammuz. What date? So we have to see what happens. So we look in Tanakh, look in Source 11. We'll get a little Tanakh study in tonight, right? Melachim Beis, Perek Chafei, Melachim Beis is the very end of Sefer Melachim, the very end of Nevi'im Rishonim. Nevi'im Rishonim is primarily narrative in nature, as opposed to Nevi'im Achonim, which is just Nevuah. Nevi'im Rishonim is narrative. So Nevi'im Rishonim ends with Melachim. Really, Chazal is no Melachim Aleph and Beis. It's only Melachim. There are eight books in Navi. There's Yoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, and Melachim. That's Nevi'im Rishonim. And then there's Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, and then Treyaser. Right? We have the division is based on the Christian division. We use it for convention, for convenience purposes. But we have Melachim Aleph, Shmuel Aleph, and Shmuel Beis. There's only one Sefer Shmuel. Ezra Nechem is only one Sefer, Sefer Ezra. Okay, but the Goyim divided up differently for their different reasons. Okay, Prokim, they have a whole different arrangement. In fact, in this week's landing in Parshas Pinchas, we have a new parak starts in the middle of a pasuk, right? Yeah. In the first aliyah, right? Right in the first aliyah. So anyway, but that's what we use. Not that someone once told me, I think I shared this once, someone told me was a tour guide, so he went to the kever of Shmuel. We have it was called Nebi Samuel. It's right near Ramot. It used to be way outside of Yerushalayim. Now it's hopped up the hill from Ramot. So you go to Nut. So a person asked the guide, is this Shmuel Aleph or Shmuel Beis? there was no Shmuel. It was one Shmuel. No Shmuel. And there only was one Sefer Shmuel. Shmuel Aleph and something else. Anyway, in Melachim Beis, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Aleph, it relates the following. Vahi Bashnat Bishnas Hachiyas Lamocho, in the ninth year of the reign of Tzidkiyo, Bachodesh HaSiri, the tenth month, that's Teves, Be'osho L'chodesh, the tenth of the month, Bon Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, Hu V'cholchel Yerushalayim, Vayichan Aleh, Vayivnu Aleh Dayek Saviv. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Bavel, and his armies came to Yerushalayim, they laid siege on the city. That was on the tenth of Teves, the ninth year of the reign of Tzidkiyo. And that's Asar B'Tavis. The siege of the city began. And then it says in Pasuk Beis, Vatavo Ir B'Matzor, the city remained under siege, Ad Ashtei Asrei Shana L'Melech Tzidkiyo, till the 11th year, so 3 years, 9, 10, 11. Basically, almost 3 years, it was under more than 3 years, actually, depending on when you count it, not for right now, but let's say 3 years, okay, they were under siege of Bavel. And then Pasuk Gimel, B'Sisha L'Chodesh, the ninth of the month, the famine was great. The city was besieged. So it couldn't bring food in and out. And eventually the storehouses ran out. People were starving. There was no food. And no lechem amaretz. It was terrible. And so on. the walls were breached, the city was broken through, and then everybody ran away and so on. Those are the Pesukim Melachim Beis Parakov Hei. The Radak points out that Pasuk Gimel there in Source 11, the interesting Pasuk, it says, B'Sish HaLachodesh, the ninth of the month. What month? Never said what month. Right? So that's what the Radak points out. Below Zohar Beis HaChodesh. The Pasuk of Radak comments on Pasuk Gimel. Never says what month. But he tells us, don't worry. B'Sefer Yirmiyah, Amar B'Chodesh HaRavi, B'Sish HaLachodesh. The book of Yirmiyah fills in the blanks. Because Yirmiyah was a Navi who was alive. He was an eyewitness to the Churban. He wrote Echa, right? He saw the Churban HaBayis. He also wrote the book of Malachim, wrote the book of Yirmiyah. So there are certain prakim in Yirmiyah, especially towards the end, that are parallel to the psukim, to the prakim and the psukim Malachim Beis. You look in Source 13, Yirmiyah, Perak Nun Beis, the psukim are almost identical. Starting in Pasuk Dalet, Vayhi Bashana Chias Lamalcho Bachodesh Asiri. Okay, but that's what the Chodesh, the 10th of the month, born Nebuchadrezzar. He's called Nebuchadrezzar over there with the Reish, instead of Nebuchadnezzar. It's a discussion another time. Anyway, he came, he laid siege in the city, etc., and stayed for 3 years. And there in Pasuk Vav of Yirmiyahu, Perek Nun Beis, Source 13, there it says, B'Chodesh HaRavi B'Sish HaLachodesh. It was the fourth month of Tammuz. The month of Tammuz, the ninth of the month, that's when the famine was so strong, and the Pasuk Zayin V'Tibakah HaYir. It's interesting, the Metzudas David, as a side point in 14, says Yirmiyahu Perek Nun Beis Pasuk Zayin Vatibokah Ir. Who? What do you mean? Vatibokah is passive. The walls were breached. What do you mean they were breached? They were breached by people. Nebuchadnezzar. Chel Nebuchadnezzar. Nun stands for Nebuchadnezzar. Chel Nebuchadnezzar Baku Chomoso. But it's like it happened by itself. You know why? So the Mitzvah's Dov is because the Anshe Yerushalayim, Halushim Barav. The people were so famished and so weakened by lack of food. Lo Omdu Lemulam Lakav. They couldn't even stand up and fight anymore. They were so worn out from the siege. They had no food and so on. Terrible. We read in Megillas Eicha about how the famine, starvation, and so on and so forth. Okay? Now, what emerges from all of this, though, is on what day were the walls breached? On the 9th of Tammuz. So that would be logical to assume that when the Pasuk in Zechariah refers to Tzom HaRavi, right, what happened in the Ravi in the month of Tammuz, the walls of the city were finally broken through. The siege was finally successful. They broke through the walls. Okay, and 3 weeks later, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av. So Tzom HaRavi is the answer to our original question, when is the fast of the month of Tammuz? The 9th of Tammuz. That's when they broke through the walls. So the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Mabei 15, the Gemara Taka says, the Gemara says, Tanya Tzom HaRavi, what is the Tzom HaRavi? The Gemara Taka says, Ze Tisha B'Tammuz, Shabo Huvkayir. Guess what? That's the 9th of Tammuz. In a Hanami, that's exact. Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Mabei that the fast of the fourth month is on the 9th of Tammuz, because that's the, and it quotes a pasuk. The question of which pasuk they're quoting, the one from Yirmiyahu, the one from Melachim Beis, whichever mentions the month, but whatever it is. Okay, you have a mukkar there that what? That of the 9th of Tammuz. Okay? And he quotes the Pesukim. Why is it called the first fourth month, the end of the 15? Vamai Karla Revi, Revi Lechadosh, was the fourth of the month. So Tosfos is bothered, about the, which should bother all of us. Yeah, but we don't fast on the 9th of Tammuz. We fast on Shabbat. That was last Wednesday. Okay? I missed it. I forgot about it. Last Wednesday was the 9th of Tammuz. So we didn't, I mean, no one I know fasted, so what's going on, right? We didn't miss it. So Tosfos says, Tosfos is bothered by this. So Tosfos there in Rosh Hashanah Ches Mabei 16 says, Zet Tisha B'Tammuz, Shabbat Huvka Ir. He says, he solves the problem. Hainu Barishona. That was in the Churban of the Bayis Rishon. It was the 9th. Aval b'shnia huvka b'yud zayin. But the Churban Bayis Sheni, the destruction of the second base on Mikdash, the walls were broken through on the 17th of Tammuz. That's how Tosfos says. U'mishum hachi adina b'yud zayin b'tammuz. And therefore, we observe today, we're in the gullus of the Bayis Sheni's destruction. So therefore, we observe it on the 17th of Tammuz, even though by the first base on Mikdash, it was the 9th of Tammuz. But then he says, v'hach b'raisa masis b'yushalmi. He quotes Yushalmi. Okay, and Yushalmi asks the following. Yerushalmi says the same question. What do you mean we fast on the 17th of Tammuz? Isn't the fast on the 9th? Doesn't the psukim, don't the psukim that we saw there in Yirmiyahu say it was the 9th of Tammuz? So Yerushalmi gives a different teretz. Yerushalmi says, Kilkol cheshbonos hayusham. With a mix up in the dates. Okay, remember the people were sieged for such a long time and they were worn out and they lost track of the calendar. It wasn't the 9th of Tammuz. They thought it was the 9th of Tammuz. Actually, it was the 17th. The calendars were mixed up. Okay, you could ask, how could you think you should be able to tell based on the moon? Or let's say it was cloudy, whatever it was. So they couldn't tell. There was a whole mix-up there. And Tosa says, that's not like our Gemara. Because they were so preoccupied and so, you know, downtrodden and so destroyed as you know, spiritually. So therefore, the Tov b'cheshbonon, they mixed up the calculation. And the pasuk reported it what they thought, not the accurate report. And it wasn't really the 70. That's what Yerushalmi says. So let's see the Gemara and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli, the Gemara is in Tainus. The Mishnah in 17 is in Tainus. The Mishnah says, long Mishnah. Okay, five things happened to our ancestors on Shavuot Tammuz, and five things on Tisha B'Av. What happened Shavuot Tammuz? Shavuot Tammuz, top of Chof Vav Beis, Nishtabru Haluchos. Okay, back in the Chumash, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Mount Sinai, 40 days after the 6th of Sivan, after Shavuot, 40 days later he came down and he found that the people were worshipping the Egel Azor, the golden calf, so he smashed the Luchos. Okay, Ubatel HaTamid, that's a question of when exactly that happens. A lot of literature, what do you mean Batel HaTamid? Okay, there's a lot of literature, when was the Talmud stop? But at some point in the 17th Talmud, they had to stop bringing the carbon Talmud. The Huvka here, that's important to us. The city was broken through. The Huvka here. The Sarif Apustimus of Satora, a gentleman by the name, I don't know, a guy by the name of Apustimus, a Greek general, again, when exactly that was historically, it was early, he burnt the Torah. What Torah? He burnt the copy of the Torah that was written by Ezra that was used to, the other Torahs were used to check, you know, the most accurate one, or he burnt many copies of the Torah, whatever he did. The Hamid Selamech, he put an idol against, doesn't question when that was, but it's not for us right now. The main thing is, the Mishnah tells us openly that it was on Shavuot B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, that Huvka Ha'ir, that the city broke, was the walls were broken through. Then it says on Tisha B'Av, the things happened on Tisha B'Av, the Gzerah, they wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, right? And the Chorban Bayis Rishon and Sheni, right? The Gzerah from the Meragim, they wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Chorban Bayis Rishon and Sheni, Milkadah Beitar was the city of Beitar, great city was destroyed. Nechoshair, the city was plowed over. Okay, different things that happened on Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara asks on Chav Ches and Beis, that's the Mishnah. The Gemara in that Mishnah, Chav Ches and Beis 19, asks, Huvka Ir B'Shivasar Haba? The walls were breached on the 17th? Is that true? The Mishnah says several things happened on Shivasar B'Tammuz, one of which was that the walls of the cities were broken through. So the Gemara asks, really? The walls of the city were broken through on the 17th? V'Aksiv, Pasuk Yirmiyo, B'Chodesh HaRavi, B'Tisha L'Chodesh. Pasuk Yirmiyo, we saw before, Perek Nun Beis, okay? Says the city was broken through on the 9th of Tammuz, not on the 17th. What's going on? And then it was a famine and so on. So Amar Rava lo kasha kan b'rishona kan b'shniya. Rava answers, no, that's what Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches was quoting, this Gemara. Rava answered, by the first base of Mikdash Shein HaChanami, that the Psukim in Yirmiyahu were told. Yirmiyahu was the Navi who saw the destruction of the first base of Mikdash. So the first base of Mikdash was not destroyed. I'm sorry, the walls were broken through on the 9th of Tammuz. But the second was 17th. The Tanya quotes a brisa like that. B'rishona huvkayer b'tisha b'tammuz b'shniya b'shivasabo. On the first base, the first Chorban, first destruction, the walls were breached on the 9th and the 2nd and the 17th. Okay, that's in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi, though, is in Hintainus Perek Dal Alochei 20. Same problem. Ksiv b'sishol ha'chodesh huvko ir ba'atom ha'chein. It says the 9th, it meant the 20th, the 17th. Amar Rav Tanchum bar Chanilai kilkul cheshbonus yeshkan. Yerushalmi's teretz is, no, there was a mix-up in the dates. That's how the Korban Eidah says, how can you say it was the 9th, it was the 17th, it was the 9th? So look at the second 121 there in Tainus Perek Dal, Halacha Hey, Kilkul Cheshbonos Yeshkan, Merov Hatzoros, Tov B'Cheshbonos, Lo Rotza Mikro L'Shanos, Masha Samcho Heim Lomar, Kiviyacha In Anochi Imo Betzor. Because Baruch Hu wanted to show that he was sympathetic or empathetic to the suffering of the people, so he, Kaviyacho, recorded the date that they thought it was. They thought it was the 9th of Tammuz. They were all mixed up with some of all the troubles, and therefore he recorded the 9th, even though it was really on the 17th. That's Yerushalmi's Teretz. The play Moshe there goes on. He quotes other psukim that shows that their calculation was mixed up. So we have two different approaches as to what happened when the Chorban Bayis Rishon. Okay, it seems that everybody agrees by the Chorban Bayis Sheni, the walls were breached on Taka Shavuos B'Tammuz, the 17th. What about the first? So that's a question. According to the Yerushalmi, it was also the 17th by the Bayis Rishon, but they thought it was the 9th, so the Pasuk says it was the 9th. According to the Rava and the Bavli, no, Taka was the 9th. The first base of Mikdash was the 9th. Interesting is another Medrash that relates to the Haftorah for the Shabbos. This Shabbos, the Haftorah is the first of the so-called Shlosha de Paranusa. From now on, really, to the end of the Torah, Usually the Haftarah has something to do with the Parsha, right? Usually the Haftarah is connected thematically to the Parsha of Shavua. Sometimes it's easier, sometimes harder to figure out the connection, but there's some connection. But starting this week, with the 3 weeks between Shavuos and Tammuz and Tishah B'av, and then the 7 weeks from Tishah B'av to Rosh Hashanah, we have special haftarahs that have nothing to do with the Parsha per se, but rather with the time of year. The three Deparanusa, the tragic haftarahs, the last one being Chazon, then the seven haftarahs of comfort, starts with Nachamu, and then you have also Shabbos Shuvah. Okay, anyway, so in the haftarah of this Shabbos, it usually is Parshas Pinchas. Every once in a while, Matas and Masi are separate, so you have a Pinchas is not the 3 weeks, but usually Pinchas is after Shavuos and Matamas, like this year. So what does it say? Yirmiyahu, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, this week's haftarah, 23. Yirmiyahu was being inaugurated as a Navi, right? He was being invested or whatever it is into his role as Navi. So it says in 23, Vahidra Hashem Elayla, more, Ma Taroi Yirmiyahu. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Yirmiyahu some kind of a vision, and yes, and what did you see? A lot of times we find in the Nevi'im were shown certain things, and they had to identify and it represented something. So he says, Makel Shaked Ani Roeh. I see a stick from an almond. That's what he saw, a vision of a stick from an almond tree, a branch from an almond tree. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yirbez, Rasham Eli, Hey Tavtelos, you saw the right thing. What does it represent? Kishoked Ani Al Dvori La Soso. The word Shoked means to hurry, I'm going to be quick. The Yirmiyahu is just foretelling the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to happen quickly. You better tell the people to do tshuva. It's going to happen quickly. That's symbolized by the Makel Shaked. Okay? Why is that symbolized by that? The word Shaked, so Rashi explains there in Yirmiyahu, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, 24, Etav Teliros, HaShaked Ezehu Memayr LaHotzi Perak Kodem L'Cholo Ilanos. Happens to be the almond tree blossoms before all the other trees. It's the first tree to blossom. In the springtime, the first tree that blossoms. I remember when I was a little kid, we would sing on Tu B'Shvat. There was a song, Hashkedia Parachat. Do you remember that song? Hashkedia Parachat. Right? Why Hashkedia? Hashkedia is the almond tree. That's the first of the trees to blossom, and you know, towards the end of winter and the spring. Anyway, so it happened. But then Rashi, that's why it's going to happen quickly. But then Rashi says, Umedrash Agada. This is Rashi in Yirmiyahu, Parakala, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Source 24. Umedrash Agada. From the time the flower, the first blossoms, until the fruit is ripe, 21 days, botanically. Okay? That's the 21 days. We call that the 3 weeks. Okay? So the rem is here to we call the 3 weeks, 21 days between Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Shavuos B'Tammuz, they broke through the walls. Tisha B'Av, they burnt down the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what's symbolized by that Makel Shaked that Yirmiyahu saw. Tosfos and B'choris Daf Ches Min Aleph also quotes that Divrei Maaseh Tarnagolos 25. Makel Shaked Echad L'Chaf Aleph Af Miyudzayim B'Tammuz Tisha B'Av became the same thing. And it's really a Medrash of Eicha Rav. It's a Pasim Koheles. It has nothing to do with our topic, except that he speaks about the Shaked. Koheles Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Hey 26. It says Gambi Gavo Yiro Vechas Chatim Baderek V'Yonetz HaShaked. The Shaked blossoms, and there because there it's talking about the very end of Koheles. Depressing. It says old age jumps at you quickly. That's true, right? So the Rashi there in Koheles Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Hey quotes Elon Shaked Komer Shetikpo Tzaziknalav Kishaked Zamayr Lahanetz Lifnei Kolinos. Old age jumps at you like more quicker than expected. Anyway, Eicha Rabba. The Psicht of Eicha Rabba in Simon Chof Gimel 28 quotes this pasuk in Yirmiyahu, right? And the pasuk in Koheles, Yonetz HaShaked. And he told quotes of Yirmiyahu. Omer Belazer towards the end of the line there. Ma simono shel shoked zeh mishah who meets it at shosh hu gomer chof alav yom. Kach miyud zayim betamuz ad tespa av tishba chof alav yom. So that's a medrash. Medrash quoted Elisa in a few different places. Okay? Now, the Yerushalmi, now, if that's true, so now we have an interesting thing. 1 second. When was Yirmiyahu talking about? Yirmiyahu was talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, the first Churban, right? That's when he lived. So what do you mean 21 days? 1 second. So now we have a problem. If we say that the walls were breached, Takan, Shavuos B'Tammuz, like the Yerushalmi says, Shavuos B'Tammuz, just that it was a mistake and they got mixed up and then therefore the Pasuk recorded the ninth of Tammuz. So then it was Takan 3 weeks between Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. But if you hold like the other view, like the Bavli seems to say, like Rava says, that in the Bais Rishon, the breaching of the walls was on the ninth, was Takan the ninth. There was no mix-up dates. It was Takan the ninth of Tammuz. So the Yerushalmi says, it's still okay. But here's an unbelievable thing. people don't know this. The same Yerushalmi, Tainus Paragdal, Halacha Hey, 29. Bain Kimandam of Tishla Chodesh, Bain Kimandam of Shivasa Batamas. Whether you hold it was the 9th of the month or the 17th of Tammuz, still, Chof Alf Yom, Yom Shuvka Yerav, Yom Shachar by Semek. There's still only 3 weeks, 21 days. How could it be? Amar Avona Simona, and what's the Simon? This Drosha, this Medrash by Yirmiyahu. Makel Shokade, right? Mahaluz Hazeh, this almond, this tree of Mishu, Motz, this Nitzo, Achugomers, Peros of Chalf of Yom, Kachmeom Shuvka Ir, by Yom Shachar Babais, Chalf of Yom. How could it be? So look what this says. Mandomer Betesla Chodesh, he is the one, Mandomer holds that it was the ninth of Av, I'm sorry, the ninth of Tammuz. So Be'echad Be'av, Chalf Babais. We always thought that basically it was destroyed Tisha B'Av. It wasn't. According to this view, it was destroyed Rosh Chodesh Av. Mandomer B'Yud Zayin, the person who holds that the Taka, the walls were breached on the 17th of Tammuz. Just there was a mistake in the calculation. They thought it was the 9th. Then, B'tisha B'av Chor B'abayis. So we have a view here in this Yerushalmi. You know what? That the Beis Hamikdash wasn't destroyed on Tisha B'av, the first one. Destroyed on Rosh Chodesh Av. That way you have 3 weeks. That works out. Okay, it's a very interesting idea. The Kohen Eder says, okay, that V'echad L'chodesh, there in Perek Dal Halachei 30, Bein Kimad Amatesh L'chodesh, Hay Saha B'kiyah, U'be'echad L'chodesh, Hay Achurban. So and it was always 21 days. Very astounding. Okay, and the Pnei Moshe also explained that's what it is. That's all well and good if you take this Medrash at face value. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu doesn't say it. The Pasuk shot in the Pasuk is, when he saw the Makel Shokade, it means that it's going to happen quickly. The Medrash has this idea that the almond tree, from the time it blossoms, the time the fruit is ripe in 21 days, that links it. That's according to one view. So now we go back to Tosas in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Ches, which we had in Source 16. Tosas says that our Gemara disagrees with the Yerushalmi. So there's a long piece in the Shagasari, the Gvura, Shagasari, one of his farm, that he wrote was called the Gvuras Ari. Same author, Shagasari. Gvuras Ari on Tainus, on that Suga, Chav Chesem Abeis. He says, you know, he quotes that Tosas, he quotes the whole Yerushalmi, then he quotes the Tosas in Rosh Hashanah that says that our Shas Didan, our Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, disagrees. But Tosas doesn't really spell out, how does it disagree? On what point does it disagree? It doesn't really say that. Okay, so it could be that it disagrees that he works it through. He says, maybe that it really the our Gemara says that it was on the first bias was the ninth of Tammuz. But the problem with that is, he says, you know, so why did it say in the Mishnah? And is it that works out well with our Mishnah? Because the Mishnah doesn't list. See, the Shagasari says the Mishnah lists five things that happen on Tisha B'Av. Okay. And two of them are the Chorban Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So why don't you count six things that happened in Shavuos B'Tammuz? What are the five things, the fourth things, plus the breaking down of the walls in the first bias and the breaking down of the walls in the second bias? You know what I'm saying? But if you count the Chorban twice, you should count the breaching of the walls twice. On the other hand, if what happened in ninth, so it should also, you only have five things that are happened on Shavuos B'Tammuz, works out better, and so on, because it only happened once on the 17th, but in the ninth. Anyway, he discusses at what point the Bavli is disagreeing, or do you say that the Bavli disagrees with this whole Medrash? Forget it, it wasn't 21 days. In other words, when it happened the ninth, according to the view that attack happened on the ninth, they'll still agree, because after all, the Mishnah says the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed on Tisha B'Av. That's a Mishnah. So how do you argue with the Mishnah? So he says, we simply dismiss that whole line of thinking that it had to be 21 days in between. Anyway, that you can read through it. That's what the Gvuras Ari discusses. In any event, we're left with a bit of a question of what Taka happened in the Chorban Bayis Rishon. When was the city breached? Okay. The Radak on the Pasuk in Zechariah, look at 33, Parakhes, Pasuk Yutes, okay. By the way, so that's why I add. See, so because the Gvuras Ari adds one point. He says that on Tisha B'Av you always have to fast. So why? So it says because the same tzara happened twice, Chorban twice, the same date. You know that means even if when the Beis Hamikdash was built, they still fasted on Tisha B'Av. And so I'm not going into all the details, and that's too complicated to go into the details. But there was, you know, Huchbala, two terrible things happened on Tishba. Well, it wasn't just two separate things, but the same thing twice. Well, if you say that the walls were breached on the 17th and the Bayis Rishon also, then two things happened, Shavuos B'Tammuz also. So certain leniency shouldn't apply. Anyway, that's what he talks about there. But getting back to the Radak. The Radak in 33. And Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Tes of Zechariah Tzomar Ravi, Zehu Tammuz, look what he says. He assumes, Shehu Tzomim B'Golos B'Yud Zayin L'Chodesh Yom Shenivko B'Ha'ir. The Radak, again, he's commenting on a Pasuk in Zechariah. That Pasuk was not talking about the Bayis Sheni. And Bayis Sheni hadn't been built yet, let alone destroyed. So he was obviously talking only about what? He was talking about the Bayis Rishon, and yet the Radak interprets the Pasuk as, when did they fast? The 17th of Tammuz. After they were exiled, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, they fasted on Shivasa B'Tammuz. Not the 9th. It must have been, like the Radak is assuming, like that opinion, that it really was the 17th of Tammuz. The Pasuk calls it the 9th because of the mix-up. You know, people are confused. But it must have happened the 17th of Tammuz. That's how the Rambam also assumes. In the Parish of Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, Barak Allah, Mishnah Gimel, he also talks about where they fasted in Shivasa B'Tammuz. He's talking about Shivasa B'Tammuz. So it's a really a bit of a question. On the other hand, if you look in the Rambam in Parak Hay of Hilchos Tainus, let's look now 35, so Halacha Aleph, the Ram writes, Yesham Yomim Shakol Yisrael Misana Behem Ne'at Tzoros She'ira Behem. There are certain days where all Jews fast because of certain tzoros that happen. Kedei Le'orer Halavavos. What's the purpose of a fast? The Rambam reminds us not to lose sight of the purpose of why we're fasting. It's not just not eating and drinking. Okay, Le'orer Halavavos, Liftoch Darkat Tshuva. Right, we should remember Zikar L'Maseinu Harayim. Right, all these things. Okay, and we should do Tshuva. And what are the days? Halacha Beis Ve'Elohein. Here are the days. Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei, Shimon Er Gedal Ben Achikam, right? The Gedal was assassinated on that day. V'nichbeis Kacheles Yisrael. That was after the Churban Bayis Rishon, a couple of months later. Not even 2 months later. It was destroyed in Tisha B'Av. So less than 2 months later, Gedalia was assassinated. Gedalia was left in the Babylonians destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, and they exiled most of the Jews. They left a shell of a Jewish community operative, and they left Gedalia, a Jew, in charge. And when he was assassinated, that was the end of any Jewish sovereignty. Then they put the Babylonians there. So that's what it means. The Rambam says, Nichbeis Kacheles, the coal, the ember, the last coal was extinguished. Okay, anyway. Vasir B'Teves, Shabbos Samach Melech Bavel Abuchanetzar, Rosh HaMishalayim, Bevi Abmotzor Motzok, the siege. B'Shivosor B'Tammuz, he says, the Rambam quotes Shivosor B'Tammuz, five things happen. And look what he writes. V'Huvka Yerushalayim B'Churban Sheni. Those are those extra words in the Rambam. Huvka Yerushalayim B'Churban Sheni. In the second basement, it looks like the Rambam here is not like in the Parish of Mishnah, a bit of a stira. The Parish of Mishnah seems to be talking about Shivosa B'Tammuz, even though they fasted after the Bayis Rishon. But here, the Rambam says, Huvka Ha'ir B'Churban Sheni, implying that the first Churban, it wasn't the 17th of Tammuz, the 9th. Okay, but he says, B'Churban Sheni is interesting. And then he tells you what happened on Tisha B'Av, and he says in Halacha Gimel, B'Chorev Ha'Bayis B'Rishon of Ashni. He doesn't buy this business that it was really the... Even though the Rambam, here's my point. Even though the Rambam seems to be saying that it was only in Bayis Sheni that the walls were breached on the 17th, that's his lashon, right? Huvka Yerushalayim B'Churban Sheni, implying B'Churban Rishon was the 9th. But according to that Rishalmi, if you hold that a Hataka happened 9th, not that it was on the 17th, this was a mix-up, but it was on the 9th, then the Churban was on Rosh Chodesh Av, not on Tisha B'Av. And the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam tests in Halacha Gimel that Chorev Habayis Borishon Uvashniya. So what does that mean? That means the Rambam is not worried about this 21-day, this Medrash of 21 days. Okay, whatever, that's what I'm saying. You know, you can hold all the different shitas. But the Rambam seems to say that it was only the Bayis Sheni. The Ramban says it in Mefurish. The Ramban wrote a sefer 36 called Torah Sa'odom, where he, all the halachas of Avelus. Most of it is about Avelus, Rachman Otzlan, personal Avelus. The laws of tearing Kriya, and the laws of burial, and the laws of Shiva, Aninos, and Shiva, and Shloshim, and Beis Chodesh. But at the end, he has what's called Inyan Avelus Yishana, the ancient Avelus, the community Avelus, the Avelus of Shivasa B'Tammuz, the Tishuv, of the Avelus of Churban. Talks about that a little bit too. So in this edition, it's arranged in Sim Kuf Aleph, he says, U'betisha B'Tammuz Ein Misanin, Ava B'Shivasa Bo Misanin. Rabban writes, we don't fast on the 9th of Tammuz, but we do fast instead on the 17th of Tammuz. Why? The Kevan Shemitchila Kiblu Aleim Al Shem Shabo Huvka Ir Barishona Uvashniya Barishona Uvashniya Huvka Bishivasar Bo Nagul Isanas Bishivasar. He says, because what did they accept to do? The din was to fast on the day that the walls were breached. So the first Beis HaMikdash, that was the ninth of Tammuz, and that's when they fasted. But they accepted the second Beis HaMikdash. They're not going to fast. It's not a matter of the calendar date. It's a matter of the walls being breached. So therefore, in the second Beis HaMikdash, it happened on the 17th, and the Ramban writes, the Churban Sheni Chomerlon. Which Churban was worse in a certain way? The second Churban was worse because we're still living in that Golas today. The first Churban lasted 70 years and they came back and rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. We're still almost 2,000 years later, right? The long Golas that we've had since then. So he said, in that way, it's worse. Okay? So he says, Mikol Mokum Tzom Revi. What does it mean in the Pasuk, Tzom Revi? Tzom Revi is Lebekiyah Sa'ir, for the breaching of the city, the breaking through the walls of the city, and the other things that I mentioned also. Okay, but he writes at the end, even though the Pasuk said it happened at night, Umiyo Betisha Bo Ein Misanin, Shalo Rotsu Ligzor Alein Misanos Betisha Uva Shivasa Bo. Chazal did not want to impose a fast, two fasts in 1 week, the 9th and the 17th. We would have fasted last Wednesday and again this today, you know, tomorrow. I mean, it's a tough thing. It's a difficult thing for people, especially in the summertime. It's a difficult thing to fast. I mean, we do it. We do it some Gedalia Yom Kippur within a week, but that's, Kippur is a different category altogether. You can't count Yom Kippur in this. So Ramban writes, they didn't want to impose on the people. They didn't want to impose on the people. You have two fasts, one on the 9th and one on the 17th. It's too much for people. Ein atzibur yochol lamud bo. That's what the Ramban writes. Ein matrichal atzibur yosem idai. It's too much for people. Okay. The tour in Or HaChaim Sim Tov Kuf Memtes, right? Silchus Tishba B'Shar Taneos. Afal Gav D'Ksir Rav Tom Revi B'Tes L'Chodesh Uv Koyer. Ha'id No Mishan B'Yud Zayin Bo. We fast on the 17th. That's what we're Paskin. Because originally, Mitchila Tiknu Tanis B'Tes Bo. Originally, it was Taka the Ninth. The original Tzom HaRavi, but probably that which you're Mio and that person was referring to, the original Tzom HaRavi was Taka the Natshivos of Tammuz. And answer to our question, when is the fast of Tammuz? Was Taka not the 17th of Tammuz, was Taka originally the Ninth. That's what the Torah writes, originally. Okay, but Shnia, Huko, then the city was destroyed. The city was destroyed on the 17th. Okay, so then they made it the 17th because the Korban Bayasheni is worse for us. Okay. And that's basically based on the Ramban. And that's how we find in the Shulchan Aruch, if we look in Tereyetzim and Tavkuf Mem Tested Beis, Afagav, the Ksib Rekor, Bacharosh, Rebbe, Sishol HaChodesh, Shepas Nim Yo, and so on. Ein Misana B'Tespo, Abel Yod Zion, we fast on the 17th, because that was the original one, but then it changed, and so on. Among Avram, in Sivkot and Beis, in 39, brings, I don't know who does this, but he does bring some who hold him, Kain Bal Nefesh, Yisana Gam B'Tes. So one of them has a nice chumr. If you want to be machmer on yourself, you consider yourself a Baal Nefesh and so on. So you can fast on both the 9th and the 17th. I don't know anyone does that. But okay, that's what he says. All right? That's the Moran of Ram. The Mishabur also says in Sivkot and Dalet, they didn't want to make both because it was too much of a Tirchot Tzibur. Okay. Now, all of this problem, this whole problem of when the fast is, the 9th, the 17th, and so on, emerges because the original Pasuk, which is the source for the fasting altogether, let's remember, the Psukim in Melachim and the Psukim in Yirmiyahu tell us historically what happened, but at no point does it say you're supposed to fast. The only source of the fasting is the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. I'm sorry, in Zechariah, Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaChamishi, right? And in Melachim Beis and in Yirmiyahu, it never says anything about fasting on these days. It tells us terrible things happen. But where do you get the idea that you have to fast? That's the Pasuk in Zechariah. But the problem with the Pasuk in Zechariah is it never gives us a date. It just tells us what month it is. Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaChamishi, never tells us a date. So the Minchas Chinuch, we're looking at 41, Mitzvah Shin Aleph, Simon Zion, or O Zion, Minchas Chinuch says, guess what? He says, Anil on his deity, Nafkinil di Dan Gamkin, the Dalit Tzomos Halam Edibre Kabbalah Ein Nikbalem Yom Yuchad. Guess what, says the Minchas Chinuch. Midivrei Kabbalah here doesn't mean Kabbalistic mysticism. It means, from the Navi. There is no official date. There's no fixed date, Yud, Teves, or Tishba. Rak ha-divrei Kabbalah al elu ha-chadoshim. The Teves, Tammuz, Av, and Tishrei, Mechuyovam, Lisanus, Vam Yom Echad. Avalon is Yachid Yom Yuchad. Says the Minchas Chinuch, an astounding thing. He says, technically speaking, you know what the answer to our question we started this year, when is the fast in the month of Tammuz? According to the Minchas Chinuch, any time in the month of Tammuz. There's no fixed date because the Pasuk just calls it Tzom HaRavi. He says, whenever you, Rak Eze Yom Sherotze Yuchal Isanos. Okay, Rak Beiluch HaDosh, it has to be sometime in that month. And it's a varayla dover, a simple proof. It goes, not any fancy proof. The pasuk ain't a mavur, is your own car. Pasuk never tells you a date. It's just sometime in that month. So that's what he says. And he said, I'll bring you more rayas. Bring you more rayas, he says. Okay? I'm going to say the Minchas Chinuch presents these rayas, but I collected the sources for you. Okay? He refers to a Gemara, that same sugi in Rosh Hashanah Yud Chesem Beis we had earlier. Look in 42. Okay? Tanya, the machlokas of Shimon and Rabbi Kiva. Minchas Chinuch brings us a proof. The Tanya, Omer of Shimon. There are certain things which my Rabbi Kiva darsh in a certain way. I don't agree with him. The other three are not important. I even mentioned that Gemara, as the Rashi points out. One of them is Tzom Ha'asiri. What was the Tzom Ha'asiri? So Rabbi Kiva says, what we always assume, right? Zeh Asar B'Tevis. That's what we call Asar B'Tevis, the 10th month. Start counting from Nisan. You'll see Tevis is the 10th month. So Asar B'Tevis is the Tzom Ha'asiri. What happened that day? Shabbos Samach Melapom Yerushalayim. That's the day the siege began. It quotes the Pesukim, which we saw before, right? The siege began on the 10th of Tevis. That's why we fast. Okay, good. And why is it called Tzom Ha'asiri? Because the 10th month. Very nice. Okay. His point is, says Rabbi Kiva, says Rabbi Shimon, explaining Rabbi Kiva, if you look in the Pasuk, Tzom Ha'asiri is the last one mentioned in the Pasuk. But historically, that should be the first one, because the siege was the first thing, right? The siege came before the breaching of the walls, which came before, right? Really, Tzom Ha'asiri, Rabbi Shimon wonders, should have been mentioned first in the Pasuk, because that historically happened first. So he said, no, it's no kasha, because it's following the calendar year. Right, it's going. It's the last one in terms of the calendar year. Okay, but he says three lines on the bottom, 42. Vani eini omer kein. I disagree. I think Tzom Ha'asiri is something else entirely. Tzom Ha'asiri is not the 10th of Teves Asar B'Teves, but it's the 5th of Teves. 5th of Teves. What in the world happened on the 5th of Teves? We know what happened on the 10th of Teves. Pasuk tells us the siege of Yerushalayim began. What in the world happened on the 5th of Teves? It tells us. Quotes Pesukim. Okay. Quick background information. 11 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the upper class, the Nevi'im, Talmidei Chachamim, were all exiled already to Babel 11 years before the Churban. Now we know, it's a Pasuk in Malachim. Okay, and we know from Purim, Mordechai, right? The one of the Pesukim we read in the Eichatun, the second paragraph of Megillas Esther. Asher Hagla Mirushalayim, Magola Asher Haglas, and Yechanim El Yehuda. That was earlier, that was 11 years earlier. Many of the leading Jews, including Mordechai, including others, including Yechezkel Navi, were already, Yirmiyahu was left behind. He was there to eyewitness the destruction. But Yechezkel was already in Babel. So we have to understand something. This was a war. There's no Facebook and no tweets and no nothing. Okay? So the, how did the Jews in the Navi in Yechezkel in Babel? How did they know what was going on? So Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes told Yechezkel, kept him abreast of the news from Eretz Yisrael. So one is a pasuk in 44, Yechezkel Perkov Dal Pasuk Aleph. By he drav Hashem Elai b'Shona Chis b'Chodesh Asir b'Esol l'Chodesh Lemor. He was told on the 10th of Teves that was the day the siege began. He is hundreds of miles to the east in Babel. No idea what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem told him. Look at Yechezkel Perkov Dal Pasuk Beis Ben Adam. Ksov lecha Hashem Ayom Es Etzem Azeh Somach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim Etzem Azeh. Melech Bavel laid siege on Yerushalayim today. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that's how the Radak fills in. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was telling him to write this down, and later on it'll turn out that it's true. Eventually the news will arrive, and he'll be able to say, "See, I already had this written down from before. I knew from before." That can prove he's a Navi MS. But anyway, bottom line is he was given this information that when the siege started. But the same, but for whatever the reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell him 3 years later when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He didn't tell him that. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't bear to tell Yechezkel the city fell. How did they find out? So look in 47, Perek Lamed Gimel of Yechezkel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayhi b'shteyas reishona b'asiri b'chamishi l'chodesh. The 10th month, 5th of the month, Hey Teves, L'Golusenu, since we were in Golas. Ba Eli HaPalit Mirushalayim, a refugee, an escapee from Yerushalayim, arrived. Lamor Huksa'ir, and he told us the city has fallen. He came and told us Yerushalayim fell. That's almost 5 months later. Tisha B'Av, right? Of Elo Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Teves, 5 months later. Again, we understand it was the ancient world. There wasn't much traveling, especially with war going on. It was wartime, so people weren't traveling back and forth. Eventually, they got the news. So now go back to Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in Ches Amabez. Says Reb Shimon, That's why we fast in the Tzom HaAsiri. It's not Asara B'Teves. It's the fifth of Teves. What happened the fifth of Teves? That's when the majority of Jews were informed that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed, that Yerushalayim, the city, fell. They didn't know about it on Tisha B'Av. They didn't fast on Tisha B'Av. They didn't know about it. Okay, a few months later, some escapee, you know, some refugee arrived and told them the news, what happened. Okay, and therefore, says the Reb Shimon, so they made that a fast day. That was the day that they found out. It became like a sad day, like the very Chorban itself. Okay, it became a day mamish like the Chorban. So now, this being the case, says the Minchas Chinuch, what do you mean, right? Let's remember what the Minchas Chinuch Tain is. Minchas Chinuch Tain is that the fasts of these months are not fixed to a particular day. So he brought one proof. He said, because the Pasuk in Zechariah never mentions an actual date. But now he proves some of this. How can you have a machlokas? How can it be machlokas and Shimon Rabbi Kiva? When do we fast in Tevis? They fast on the 5th or the 10th? What do you mean? What do you do? Well, I mean, it's not news. This is a Navi, no? This is Divrei Kabbalah is supposed to fast on these days. So how do you have a machlokas and Rabbi Kiva and Shimon with the fast on the 5th or the 10th? Says the Minchas Chinuch, because what I told you, it's not any fixed date. It's really any date. Now there's a question, what should we do practically? But in terms of the actual requirement, says the Minchas Chinuch, this is a proof to my position that there's no fixed date that's required to be a fast day. It's sometime during the month. Tonight, can I have machlokas, the 5th or the 10th. Otherwise, you say, well, how do you have machlokas? That's one of the Minchas Chinuch's rayas back there. If you want to see it, again, in 41, that's one of his rayas. Okay, another raya he gives when we were discussing here. How do you have a whole discussion whether the fast and they fasted the 9th of Tammuz, they fasted the Shavuos of Tammuz? What did they do? Right? I mean, you know, you can figure out what they did. So he says, and there were people still, you know, in the Bayis Sheni who were alive and so on. So find out what they did. How do you have machlokas? And the answer, that's the second proof. Because, like I told you, well, actually, it's third. The first proof is from Psukim. The Psukim never mentioned a calendar date, just a month. Okay, second proof is you have the machlokas. He says over here whether the fast of Tevis is on the 10th or the 5th. How do you have machlokas? The third proof he brings is just find out what they're doing. They fast on the 9th. Or the, how do you have a machlokas? How do we have a dispute whether the Chorban and the Bayis Rishon, the city was breached on the 9th or the 17th? Find out what the people were doing. They were fasting, right? But apparently it doesn't matter. It's not the date. Then the final proof he brings, okay, is from another Gemara, okay, and that is based on Psukim in Melachim Beis. It says the following. Strange thing about Tisha B'Av. Right, we're entering 3 weeks, so we can come to Tisha B'Av too. So look what it says about Tisha B'Av. The same section of Melachim Beis, Parakof Hei, okay, of Melachim Beis, Pasuk Ches. Uvachodesh HaChamishi, now the fifth month, after told about the breaching of the walls, now it says, the well, fifth month, next month, of B'Shiva L'Chodesh, on the seventh of the month, Hishnas Chasrei Shon L'Melech Nebuchadnezzar, the 19th year, the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, fine. Bo Nebuzradan Rava Tabachim Eben Melech Bavel Yushalayim. The chief general Nebuzradan came to Yushalayim. Pasuk Tes. By Yisof Es Beis Hashem, he burnt down the Beis Hamikdash. Es Beis Hamelech in the palace, all these other big buildings and so on. Yod Ves Chomos Yushalayim Saviv Nosetsu Kol Chel Kastim Asher Rava Tabachim. They lit fire to the walls and so on and so forth. And we call that Tisha B'Av, the Chorban HaBayis, and the rest of the people were exiled and so on. So excuse me, what day was that? Look in the first line, Penlachem Beis, Perkofei, Pasuk Ches, Uvachodesh HaChamishi, B'Shiva LaChodesh, the 7th of Av? Since when? That's when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? So Radak is bothered by this in 51, and he points out, you look in Yirmiyah, it says it was Takana 10th of Av. Okay? Look in Yirmiyah, again, parallel Psukim, almost the exact same Psukim, but a couple of important differences. 52, Yirmiyah Perk Nun Beis again, Pasuk Yud Beis. Uvachodesh HaChamishi, B'Asar LaChodesh, on the 10th of Av, they came in, you know, Nebuchadnezzar Retzer again came in with his general Nebuchadnezzar, burnt down by Yisrael's Beis Hashem, etc. So this already the Gemara is sensitive to. 53. The Gemara in Tainis Chof Tesson Beis says that the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Now, wait a minute. We have two conflicting psukim, neither of which say Tisha B'Av. We have a pasuk in Melachim Beis said it was Bachodesh HaChamish, who got the month right. It was the 7th of the month, 7th of Av. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu says it was the 10th of Av. So what's going on here exactly? So the Gemara spells it out. Okay, the Gemara says, after quoting the Gemara says, you can't say it was the 7th, the other person says 10th. You can't say it was 10th, the other person says, what happened? Haketza, three lines in the bottom, 53. B'shiva nichnasu nochem lahechal. It was a process. On the 7th of Av, it's when they came into the Beis HaMikdash. And Ochlu, they ate, they partied, right? They plundered with Kilkalu, Bosh. They had a couple of days of fun. They came into the Beis HaMikdash, they plundered the place, they ate, they celebrated, and so on. Then Uchi, Samal Chachashecha, then on the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av, towards the afternoon, towards evening, is when they lit the Beis HaMikdash on fire. Itzisim Osor. V'hadolek v'holech come, and then it burnt the whole next day. Okay, and it quotes a pasuk Yom Yoh, Oilonu Kifon Hayom, the Yom Yoh Perek Vav Pasuk Dal, which was the foretelling of that day. So the fire was lit on Tisha B'Av. The Beis HaMikdash began to be burnt on Tisha B'Av. Most of the building collapsed on the 10th of Av. So look at the end of the Gemara 53. This is what Minchas Chinuch stresses. V'ahainu domar b'yechonu ilmola ha'isim osador lo kavaiti v'la basiri. Rabbi Yochanan said, living up to me, I would have established Tisha B'Av, not on Tisha B'Av, on the 10th of Av. Because after all, that's when most of the Beis HaMikdash came down. That's the day most of the Beis HaMikdash burnt down. That's a fact. So what did the Rabbanim think? They made it on Tisha B'Av? Aschalta de Purunos Adifa. No, you go by when it started. When did they start it on fire? It goes by the beginning of the end. Okay. So it says the Minchas Chinuch. By the way, a total side point. I printed here. This is a side point. That's why we have the meaning. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Nun Ches Sif Aleph. Right, that on Tisha B'Av towards evening, the lace erev hitzisu eish beichel, the nisavach kis acham b'yom asir, burnt all down the whole next day. That's why we have some of the 9 days restrictions continue after Tisha B'Av. Isn't that strange? Tisha B'Av ends. So what are we still? We know there are more brings to chatzos and no further. Right, we know that the next day we still don't eat meat and drink wine till the next day. We don't do the laundry. We don't get a haircut. All the 9 days restrict 9 days restrictions. Shulchan Aruch here, the Rambam says continue till Chatzos the next day. Why? Tisha B'Av is over already, right? We should celebrate. No, because we're still more in the fact that the Beis HaMikdash still was burning at that time. Anyway, that's the side point. We're getting back to the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, and then Mishabur and Stivkot Nalef and the Gimel says why till Chatzos, and he says, by the way, he says that Erev Shabbos, that's this year, Erev Shabbos, you can be lenient, okay, you can already do the laundry before Chatzos on Erev, because it's Friday, okay, Tishrei was Thursday, so Friday. Okay, anyway, getting back to the Minchas Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch said, this is my another proof to me. What do you mean, Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would have been there? Well, it's not up to you. Rabbi Yochanan, I think it should have been made on the 10th, but the Chachamim made it the other way. What do you think? It's Medivei Kabbalah. So Minchas Chinuch, that's another riot to me, right? That it's not the date that's important. You can argue about the date. That's why Rabbi Yochanan could say, listen, I really think it should be on the 10th. What do you mean you think it should? Who cares what you think? We have Divrei Kabbalah. The answer is no. The Divrei Kabbalah is only the fast. You have to fast during that month, the month of Av. Toma Chamishi doesn't say. So it doesn't say which date. Okay, and another riot of Minchas Chinuch, and that's what he says in 58, continuing in Ozayin, in Mitzvah Shinalev. He says, Elavade, hu adova shedibarti, da Kabbalah lo kava yom miyuchad, raka chadosh. No fixed date, it was just the months, and so on. And that's why in the Bayis Sheni, you know, when they were celebrating those days, you couldn't just say, well, let's see what they did. It doesn't matter. Okay, so it doesn't matter what they did, it's the tzom of the month. Okay, that's how the Minchas Chinuch says. He could have brought another proof, by the way. There's a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Hamad Aleph, going over to Hamad Beis, 59. The Gemara in Megillah says that Rebbe, he did certain things which the Chachamim disagreed with. He planted something on Purim, and he bathed somewhere in the Shos. But Tom was not our issue now, but he says, Bikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av. He wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av. What do you mean he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av? So the Gemara explains, Abba Bar Zavda says, it was Tisha B'Av Shecholos B'Shabbos that year. So he thought, once they can't observe it, so it's done for Falun. And we push her off to Sunday. But he said, didn't have to do that. So Tosus wonders, again, what do you mean? Well, what was Rebbe talking about? So again, because he thought that he was in agreement, the Gemara thought, the Havamina, was he wanted to not to knock out Tisha B'Av altogether. I mean, knock out Tisha B'Av. No, he wanted to postpone it to the 10th because he agreed with Yochanan. So again, says the Minchas Chinuch could have brought that proof too. It wasn't. How could Rodi and Rebbe said I would like to change it? You can't change it. That's what Tosas is. So you need a business God of a Chachmah Minyan. You can't change it. Well, the answer is no. It's not changing anything because that was not the original Takana. So it's a very fascinating Minchas Chinuch, I think, that he's telling us that it's not really the date that's important, but the not really the date of the month, but rather just the month. I do want to say it's not really, does not seem to be agreed to by the Rishonim. you want to entertain the idea. The Ramban, first of all, we saw earlier, Ramban in that Torah Sabayis, seemed to say it was fixed. It was originally the 9th, it was fixed the 17th. It doesn't say because it doesn't matter which day of the month. He said they originally accepted it to do with the destruction, with the burnt breaking through of the wall. So that was whatever day it was. It used to be the 9th, and now they changed it to the 17th. But he doesn't seem to say that it's because doesn't matter which day of the month. There's a long Ritva also. The hour is late. I don't have time to go through it now. But the Chidush HaRitva, and that's Sugan Rosh Hashanah Ches HaBeis. Also, he has an interesting discussion. He says, why do we fast altogether on the 17th of Tammuz? All the fasts have to do with the first bias. We don't even know when the siege of the Romans began. So we fast on the day of the siege that the Babylonians began. We assume like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Shimon, that it was the 5th of Tevis. It was the 10th of Tevis, right? And so we should take still fast on the 9th of Tammuz, no? That's what I was wondering. Agam that the 17th of Tammuz by Sheni good. But let's assume that the first was the 9th of Tammuz, and let's assume that it really was, and it wasn't a mixed up cheshbon. It wasn't like the Rishonim said, it was like the Bavli. So the Ritva wonders, we should take a fast on the 9th of Tammuz of the two. Why we should pick the 9th? True, we're still in that long gullus after the Bayis Sheni, but all the fasts have to do with the first Bayis. Right? That was the beginning. So he says that's a little bit difficult, our practice. Okay, so he says he entertains the possibility, Ritva does not look at it in the second page, entertains the possibility. Does the Ritva, that maybe it doesn't matter which day of the month as long as it's in the right month. But he says, ain't sorry, he rejects that. Now, the Ritva, he entertained long before the Ritva, lived before the Minchas Chinuch. But he entertains that possibility, but doesn't accept it. Okay? The Ritva says that the Chiddush is that it was by Shavasa B'Tammuz. There was some discussion. They uprooted it and changed it, like the Ramban said. But it seems like they changed it to a fixed day. Similarly, there's a tshuva from the Tashbates. Okay, Chelak Beis and Reish Ayin Aleph. He also says, "Ain Suffolk she Takanas Devi'im Barbot Somos Lois Avos Man Galus Bava Bavad." It was Takana for all time, even the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt. And he says, based on that, and he says, "V'Horaya, nothing that we know of happened in Teves or in Tishrei in connection with the Bayis Sheni. We don't find any siege. There was no parallel to assassinating Gedalia, and yet we fast on these days, right?" So, and he says, the Korban Beis HaMikdash of the Rishon was more important because the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, the Gemara says, was missing certain things. Five things were missing, and most Jews didn't come back to the Bayis Sheni. Right? There was no R in the Bayis Sheni, and most Jews didn't come back. So we really mourn in the first. But the question is, in the second paragraph, Tash Bates also wonders, 1 second, so why do we fast on the 17th of Tammuz? We should fast on the 9th of Tammuz. So he also says a little similar to the Minchas Chinuch, that the Takana was only for the month, but he says, but it's not random any day of the month. It has to be the day that the Puranas of that month happened. So as long as I can pin it on the 17th and there was Puranas on that day, that's enough. You can't just pick some random date. So it's a little like the Minchas Chinuch. Something else also interesting, the Avudram says an astounding thing. Okay, remember we said that Pasuk said that Yechezkel was told to write down the day that the siege happened. And it uses the expression be'etzem hayom hazeh. So the Avudram makes an astounding statement in 64. He says, "Chilak yesh b'neim she'arba somos heim nidochin lefam k'shecholo b'Shabbos." When the fast days land on Shabbos, we push her off to Sunday, right? Tzom Gedalia, sometimes Rosh Hashanah is Thursday and Friday. Tzom Gedalia Shabbos, we push her off to Sunday. Or sometimes Shavuot b'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, we push her off to Sunday, like last year. But he says, "Asar b'Teves," according to our fixed calendar, never ever lands on Shabbos. It doesn't. Okay, but it does sometimes land on Friday. The others never land on Friday. So Asar B'Teves does land on Friday. And you can remember when we fasted on Friday, going right into Shabbos and the fast of Asar B'Teves. It does happen from time to time. Okay, and look what he says. Afilo ha'achal b'Shabbos, even if it landed on Shabbos, we couldn't push it off because of Etzim as like Yom Kippur. Sounds like he's saying that you would take a fast on Shabbos. That maybe doesn't mean that, but it means you don't push it off. Beis Yosef writes in Tavkuf Nun in those Gimel 65. I don't know where he got that from. But my point is that seems to be against the Minchas Chinuch because that sounds like it's a fixed date. It's a fixed day. Sorry, but it has to be on the 10th, even if it lands on Shabbos. You can't just push it off. Anyway, most of the Rishonim don't seem to learn like this Minchas Chinuch. Even Minchas Chinuch himself in 66, Minchas Chinuch himself says the truth of the matter is a big nafka min al-halacha, if my theory is right. Let's say a person tomorrow doesn't feel well, has to break his fist. Okay, let's say a person forgot that he ate on Shavuos B'Tammuz or any other fast days. Minchas Chinuch, according to Divrei Kabbalah, you know what? Fast next week. Because it doesn't matter the date. right? The date's not really the main thing. Is you have to fast in this month. So we fast on Shavuos B'Talmud, fine. But let's say I didn't. Chizkerach entertains the possibility that lo idim lo isaner ba'os yom chiyuv gomer ol v'salat yom acher b'chodesh hazeh. He has to fast another day. They lot says mitzvah divrei kabbalah. So good, we have the drabbanon fixed on a particular day. But the Minchas Chinuch seems to say halacha lemaisa. Maybe means it. I don't know. Then he said drabbanon fixes certain days, so maybe we don't have to fast again. But at least in theory, the Minchas Chinuch is positing that if I was supposed to fast with the rest of Klal Yisrael tomorrow, but if I didn't, I can't. I don't feel well. Whatever it is the next week. Again, the poskim don't seem to hold like that. Although we'll see, and Mama should give me another minute and a half. There's one achron that seems to hold like that, or maybe for a different reason. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Kuf Nun, Sif Aleph, Hakol Chayav L'Sanos Arba Tzomos Halalu. Everybody has to fast in these 4 days. But there are more, but he writes, a pregnant lady, a nursing lady, and so on, or someone doesn't feel well, don't have to fast, okay? Except we're knowing to be machmir, okay? We're knowing to be machmir, okay? Unless they really don't feel well. Even a pregnant woman tries to fast, a nursing woman tries to fast. But again, I'll say this now, if some of the, especially with the coronavirus, you know, and all kinds of tshuvas now coming out of Eretz Yisrael, because they're really in bad shape right now, or Hanatzan. So they're telling people any type of sickness, don't fast. Here, the same thing, a person feels corona-like symptoms, but I don't know. So Baruch Hashem in our area right now, we don't worry about it right now, but again, it's very hot and people are uncomfortable. You shouldn't fast. Don't take any chances. And if it means davening alone, davening indoors and davening mechidas, as opposed to outside, daven bichidus. Okay, but anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch says that the meaning is to try and be machmir if you can, and the tishah, of course, is different. The Elyar Rabba, 68, says here in Siman Tov Kuf Nun, Sivkat and Aleph, he says, but if you break the fast, she yiparu yom acher, make it up a different day. So the Mishnah Berura quotes that, he thinks that that's not correct. Mishnah Berura in the Bir Halacha, okay, in the Bir Halacha in Source 70. Here in Siman Tov Kuf Nun, he quotes the Elyar Rabba, quoting the Madani Yontif, that tells us Yontif, you have to make it up. And he says, you're looking to be our Gro later, because he got it from Siman Tov Reish Peivav, and I don't find anybody, lo matzasi leis atal, shum achron shiatik did, I don't know anyone who quotes that Elyar Rabba. So he thinks it's a mix-up, because you look in Hilchos Purim, by Tainus Esther, in Siman Tov Reish Peivav, Siv Beis, says over there, Take, that if you can't fast on Tainus Esther, try and make it up. But the Bir Agro says, that's only because of Tainus Esther, because Tainus Esther is not on a fixed day, Taka. Tainus Esther is not on a fixed day. Tainus Esther is, because we know Tainus Esther, Esther didn't fast on the day that we call Tainus Esther. When Esther fasted, that was in Chodesh Nisan, it was Pesach time, that she fasted before, you know, the 3 days of fasting that's described in Megillas Esther. Didn't happen on the 13th of Adar. We fast on the 13th of Adar, right? So, as the Shabur explained in 74, we do it because, you know, that's the day they fought and they davened and so on and so forth. So we fast that day. But it's not because of the actual fast. So their taka, it may not be, there's nothing holy about the 13th of Adar. So their taka, if you can't fast the 13th of Adar, you can make it up. The Elyar Rabba made the jump. And he said the same thing is true by other fasts, and the Shabur doesn't accept it. But what I want to say is, he could say that maybe the Elyar Rabba is going like the Minchas Chinuch, maybe saying the other fasts are also not so fixed to the day. Okay, again, you know what I'm saying? In other words, the Mishnah Berurah thought the Elyar Rabba just made a jump from Tainus Esther to other holidays, Tainus Esther, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's wrong. You see from the Vilna Gaon, who quotes on the Sechah Sof from Perek Havalach Halach Aleph, that nothing happened on the 13th of Adar when we call Tainus Esther. So that Taka is not corresponding to a particular date. Tainus Esther Taka does not correspond to a particular date. So that you can say, maybe I have to make up if I miss it. But you wouldn't now jump to others. And the Mishnah Berurah says, nobody brings this Elyar Rabba halacha. I just want to say, maybe the Elyar Rabba is holding like the Minchas Chinuch, that the other fast days also, just like Tainus Esther, they're not assigned to a particular date, but rather to a particular month. Again, but as the Mishnah Berurah says, nobody passing like this, and nobody halacha l'maisa follows what the Minchas Chinuch says. But still, an interesting question, that maybe the fast of Tammuz, the 9th, the 17th, maybe any day in Tammuz is appropriate for this fast, at least with Divrei Kabbalah, that calls it Tzom Harvi. Just to end by mentioning, the last thing I mentioned, just to end on a positive note, in 75, having said the Bir Halacha, the different Bir Halacha, Tif Kuf Nun Sif Aleph, the Bir Halacha says, everybody should fast, meaning if you're over Bar Bas Mitzvah. If you're under Bar Bas Mitzvah, lo Kodom Chen, no need to fast. Okay, I don't, you know, we have this practice where people think you have to fast your three fasts before your bar mitzvah. So to fast three times before the bar mitzvah. No such mocha for that I know. Okay, so anyway, but why don't we train children to fast, Taka? So you could say because we want to be cheerful. The whole reason we train children to do mitzvahs, when they get older, they'll have to be accustomed to that mitzvah. We hope that by the time this kid becomes bar mitzvah, he won't have to fast because the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And the Taka, the Tzom Arvi, the fast, the whole month, the month of Simcha and Sason. I wish everybody an easy fast and a meaningful fast. And hopefully you will see the turnaround at this time of year to Yemei Sason and Simcha. Okay, and I got in Shabbos as well.
Have an easy fast.
Yeah.